Today we have Craig Leopold, the owner of the Minnesota Wild, on with us today at SportsIllustrated.com and TheHockeyNews.com. Craig Leopold is one of the premier owners of NHL teams. He's currently the owner of the Minnesota Wild. Prior to this, he was the owner of the Nashville Predators. Craig, thanks very much for joining the readers and the audience of Sports Illustrated and the Hockey News today.
Well, Graham, thanks for having me. It's, you know, we have a lot of time on our hands, so it's, I can't think of a better thing to do than talk hockey.
Well, that's great, Craig. And because we're also on Sports Illustrated, we have a lot of fans of a lot of other sports, but what we're going to talk about today, it transcends all sports, really. It's about what's going on in the world and how owners of professional franchises are dealing with the business and their staff and so on and so forth. So the audience is quite large today. And starting, what I'd like to ask you is, how are your employees and your staff doing at your within your organization, your team of people that every day work to put on hockey games? How is that going? How are they doing?
Well, yeah, Graham, they're all worried. They don't know what direction this is going in, and first I speak about the coronavirus, and then secondly about their the future of when we're going to start playing. Everybody's just wondering what's going to happen. And this morning we announced in Minnesota that we would, through the month of April, we announced we're going to pay all employees 100% of their salaries and 100% of their benefits. And, you know, as we'll continue to communicate with them on a weekly basis, all of our employees, to let them know, to give them some sense of confidence that we as a leadership team and for the Minnesota Wild are paying attention to what's going on and in our own industry and in our business and in the community in St. Paul. But they now recognize the importance that they have. We've asked them to be ready to make an immediate contribution once we get the green light that we're a go. We're going to have to move very quickly. And, our employees, I think just like every other employee or person going on this country, they're all just wondering when this is going to end.
You know, that's very important to put your employees at ease as far as where their income is going to be coming from. That's a leadership thing that you're doing. Not all owners of all professional sports franchises around the world are doing that. By you doing it, are you sort of sending a message out there to, you know, other owners, other businesses, that this is the right thing to do?
No, I'm not. Everybody has a business. Every owner understands that this is a business that they have, and I don't feel like I'm in a position for them to, for us to dictate how we feel they should do. Everyone is in a different position. This just felt right for us in our market and our community. And I think everyone should make that decision based on their own economic situation and the communities that they live in.
You know, you sit on the executive committee of the board of governors for the NHL. So you're right there at the top of the pyramid. And I know that a lot of owners call you to talk about all kinds of issues and so on and so forth. In general, I'm not asking you to break any confidences, obviously, but in general, how are the other owners and how are the owners collectively doing and how are their staffs doing in general?
Well, we have been talking in the last 2 weeks. I think there's high value in understanding what other teams are going to be doing. So I have been on the phone to other owners and we've talked through situations and options that we're looking at. And I can say this, that if there is any way, collectively, everyone feels this way. If there is any way that we can get this season jump-started, back on the ice, at a minimum play the playoffs. That is the foremost direction that every team owner wants to go in, is that we want to finish this season. So, you know, I think all hockey fans can rest assured that our number one priority, well, the number one priority is the safety and health of our employees and our fans. But after that, we want to get the market in Minnesota. We want to be playing hockey, and we'll do everything we can to accomplish that. And I think all the owners that I've spoken with individually, and what I have heard on Board of Governors conference calls, is everyone feels the same way, that let's make every decision at the last minute. Let's see what we can do to get the season started in some format, make good decisions, and let's see if we can still play hockey this season.
Now, the NHL followed the NBA's decision in pausing the season. A lot of NHL owners are actually owners of NBA franchises as well. Would you say it's sort of a universal theme right now, both at the NBA and NHL level, from an owner's point of view, to look at the seasons, look at their businesses the same? Are they that similar, where NBA teams and NHL teams are sort of walking in lockstep?
Graham, I wouldn't characterize it that way. I am certain that Gary Bettman is in communication with the NBA and what their thoughts are, because I think the more data you can get, the more data points, the better your decision making process will be. But every league has to make their own decisions, including the NBA. And I would think, though, because we do have a number of owners of both teams, and I know the two commissioners are very good friends, that I would expect that what one does, the other one will do. But I wouldn't know that to be factual.
Recently, that's been in the media, that there's three players, two Ottawa players, one Colorado player, who's tested positive. And then I think it was just yesterday, the day before, the NHL extended the self-isolation date to April 6th. For everybody's safety, they did that. And that's obviously the right thing to do. Has that put a little bit more pressure on your staff to sort of understand that this thing is being pushed back further? Does this additional delay cause additional stress for you and your staff?
Well, I think it's fair to say that any delay that we have will cause additional stress. But in all honesty, I think right now we're thinking about, you know, late May, June. April is it's not going to get started in April. I mean, I don't see that happening. So, you know, we're probably thinking a little longer term. But I just don't see where April is going to be a possibility for us. Yeah.
And with this new reality that we're all facing, the whole world is facing, where a virus in a distant country on the other side of the world can really shut down the business of the world and cause a lot of health problems and issues and deaths. You know, are players and let's just say owners, are owners more now concerned or aware of the possibility of traveling to an Olympics on the other side of the world, say in China in 2022? Is this something that now you're not, in addition to all the other issues that are out there, this sort of raises the bar when it comes to the possible health of players and staff? Because let's face it, a lot of staff go on these trips. Does that now sort of in the back of your mind say, okay, well, we have to think about when we're traveling to far off places, whether it's for an exhibition game in a country in Europe or an Olympics in China? Are you now more aware or more cautious about traveling?
Well, you know, Graham, I think it's fair to say that this will probably change the way we look at traveling. I think it will cause us to rethink, at least for the next year, the possibility of playing overseas exhibition games. This is kind of the new norm now. And, you know, we've never really had these, you know, we've always had political issues going to different countries, but we've never had this kind of health issue. And, you know, that's even a bigger, more important question than we've ever had to deal with before. So although I'm not trying to get the cart in front of the horse, I haven't spent any time thinking about it, and I'm sure the league hasn't. But I can certainly understand in the immediate future, that being in the next couple of years, that this will always be now on the, on the list of pros and cons is, you know, what is the risk factor? What is the risk factor? And how many people do we bring? And do we bring sponsors and you know, fans to international exhibition games? But all of those are questions that we're going to have to deal with in the future, and we haven't had to deal with in the past. So, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
The KHL has canceled the Gregorian Cup. The East Coast Hockey League is shut down. They've canceled their season. Canadian Hockey League. There's many other leagues that have canceled their seasons completely. The IIHF, as you know, have canceled both the men's and women's championships this year. NHL is still reviewing its options, and if I remember back to 9/11, the NHL was the first major sports that, you know, got back out there, and part of it was, I think a big part of the reason why they did was because we needed to return to normal life, and the NHL took the lead, and they came out and started up first. Is that something when, you know, you're at a owner's meeting, or as an owner, do you realize how important it is for the NHL to take the lead here and to sort of get people back to their normal daily lives? And is that part of your overall consideration?
Those are really good, valid, and important questions that we haven't gotten to the point that they're on anybody's agenda. But having said that, I appreciate your comments about the NHL and our league, being out in front, trying to bring everybody back together. We want to get this pandemic issue behind us as fast as we can. And I, because of the window that we are in, which is, you know, the NBA and the NHL, this is kind of our important part of the year. If we can jumpstart it and get it moving again and start playing, it's going to be good for everyone's psyche that we're getting past the negatives and the disappointments and the trauma of this pandemic. And I think if any sport can do that, I would believe the NHL can. And if that's something that the owners and Gary believe are, you know, is of value, and I think we would, that I think we should wait to the last moment until we consider canceling the season. And right now, we're not considering that.
Well, the NHL took the lead before, and I would not be surprised at all if the league, and, you know, under Gary Bettman's leadership, took the lead again. So that's just an editor's comment here. Last question for you, Craig.
Yeah.
How are you, Helen, and your five boys doing during all this? How are you, your family unit? How are you? What are you doing? How are you handling it? Are you self-isolated? How are things at your household?
I think everybody's every home, every family is handling it a little differently. We are very self-quarantined. So we are in a home in the remote area of Florida, and we are staying in the home. We actually went out this morning to, you know, early to the grocery store. I have two of my sons and four grandchildren here. We don't go out. The beaches are closed. and I have a high level of comfort, as does my daughter-in-law with the four grandchildren, that we're in a safe zone right here. My wife is running a couple businesses, and she felt like she had to be closer, so she is home by herself in the home with our five dogs. That's her life. And, you know, at some point she may be flying down here, but, we haven't got that schedule out yet. And then I've got two other sons, that one's in Washington, D.C. and one is in Key West. And one is going to college, in Washington, and he is, you know, he's doing everything online now and trying to stay self-quarantined. My son down in Key West is working for an environmental company, and they are still working. He's in the water every day. My guess is he's not self-quarantining like he should be. He's 26 and in Key West, so need I say more? We're taking this seriously. We really are. And I hope everybody else takes it seriously. We talk as an organization, so I'm talking to my key people every day at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Every day we have a conference call, and we go over what are the issues of the day, what's happening with the employees, what have we heard about the Minnesota governor and the St. Paul mayor. So, you know, business doesn't stop. We're constantly on the phone, and we're on WebEx. And as you know, I'm a dinosaur, but they did set the WebEx for me. And we're trying to run the business, and we're trying to stay engaged and make it so all of our employees feel like we know what's going on. We're staying on top of the situation, and we're communicating with them.
Well, Craig, with that, I'd like to thank you for your time today, and all the best to you, your family, your team at the Wild. And I look forward to hockey back as soon as possible, and just stay safe.
Thank you so much, sir. Stay safe in Canada as well, and we hope to see you in the playoffs.
Thanks, Craig.
Okay. Thanks, Graham. Bye-bye.
Thank you.